Right. It's the point. I've done that bit, and now I get back to the speechy bit, and I know what I'm meant to have said. Right, done that bit. Okay. So we are looking today at the fruit, not the fruits, the fruit of the Spirit. Okay? So the thing about with Eloise was that there is an abundance of the fruit that God has for us. Okay? The reading that we had talks about it as being what happens when we live God's way. He brings gifts into our lives much the same way that fruit appears in an orchard. Things like affection for others, exuberance about life, serenity, a willingness to stick with things, a sense of compassion in the heart, and a conviction that a basic holiness permeates things and people. We find ourselves involved in loyal commitments, not needing to force our way in life, able to marsh and direct our energies wisely. As I was growing up in the church, quite often we would have services which would talk about what joy meant, what peace meant. I've got a few more on the list. Forbearance or self-control, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. All of those things. But actually, the message version really spells it out for us. But I have certainly found in my time, in my life, that there have been times when I have had an abundance of one of those, or a part of that fruit of the Spirit. It's a few years ago now, but when I was at university, I had people who said to me, "I do not understand how you are this peaceful about what is going on." And we have had other things this year where even an ambulance driver said to my dad, "I do not understand how you are this peaceful given what's happened." Because we've got that peace that comes from God. We talked a bit, Eloise talked about how it's not fruits, it's a fruit of the Spirit. Okay? God does not want to grow in your life just joy. He doesn't want to grow in your life just serenity. He wants to grow all of these things together. We had a little look there about So those fruit salad sweets, they have a bit of a special memory for me. They were prizes that were given out at a holiday club that I went to as a child. So I can't see those sweets without triggering a whole load of memories for me. So they are special. And I saw one this week and I went, "Oh, fantastic." And I couldn't eat it because I needed it for today. I know, sadness. And then I gave it away. But it has genuinely, I found it and it sat on our mantelpiece for a few days. Because I need that for Sunday. And as lovely as those sweets are, okay, maybe I'm a bit older and wiser now than I was, well, certainly a bit older. The fresh fruit salad, okay, I'm not the sort of citrus person that Clifton is. I like oranges, no. But strawberries, raspberries, blackberries, yeah, okay, just pre-mon. So much better than the artificial flavours that we gave poor Colin. Sorry. I don't think you're going to trust me again. And this is not to say that people who aren't Christians can't display love and joy and peace and serenity. But there is something different when it comes from God. Something different when it's grown organically in your lives. Philippians 4 verse 7 talks about a peace that surpasses all understanding. The story of the Good Samaritan describes a love to an enemy. Hugely different. And the book of Lamentations, the prophet Jeremiah is lamenting. He's singing songs of sorrow over the destroyed Jerusalem. But that's the Bible verse which talks about the faithfulness of God. It's in there where it talks about just how faithful God is. When those attributes grow in our life because God has grown them there, they are of a different quality to that which the world can grow. And the last thing that I would just say is, fruits are lovely and they're great. But nobody hangs a banana on a wall to look nice. Okay? There's some lovely flowers over there. There's some flowers at the back. You put flowers up to look nice. The fruit of the Spirit is not there for you to say, oh, aren't I licensed? It's for you to use and to actively use through your day-to-day life.